great moments in bad judgment.
For the year 2015, we're running through 15 through 11.
Right. The number 15 great moment in bad judgment. Costco, you know how they give out the samples on whatever days? Well, there's a guy who was eating a bunch of the free samples. A 78-year-old guy comes up to him, tells him to stop eating so many. So the younger guy punches him in the face.
Yeah.
And he's been charged with felony elder abuse.
Yeah, there was another one I'd like to include in this is the guy who attacked the card checkers.
Uh-huh.
At Costco, like he didn't have his card, and eventually, like he stabbed one of them in the leg.
What?
They got into a huge brawl about it. They're really militant about that stuff at Costco.
That's so crazy. But this guy, you want to know what the sample was? It was the mini Eggo waffles with Nutella on top.
No, delicious.
I know, right?
I'm gonna call
that's
this.
Like the old guy is like, stop eating so many. You gotta leave more.
I think that's
for
the Nutella
others.
Factor.
It is the. I think it is the Nutella that got him.
Yeah.
All right. At 14, a very dedicated 28-year-old pervert in Japan. This was just last month. Was caught hiding in a sewer to take photos up women's skirts. I never understood this with so much free, hardcore, softcore, whatever kind of porn you want out there, to go to such great lengths to hide in a sewer to try and create your own DIY half-ass porn. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Very
yeah.
disappointed.
You'd have to sit down there with like a clothespin on your nose.
Right.
Yeah. The fact that like you would literally just crawl through crap just to be able to look up somebody's skirt, like that is, there's something terribly wrong.
Not
there.
Only that, you can buy panties in a vending machine in Japan.
Oh, I gotta go.
Previously warned.
Yes, previously warned.
Yeah. I'm gonna go in the sewer and then stare up at the skirt. Is it gonna be getting me off?
Yeah, I don't understand. Anyways, that's 14. What's 13?
A man in Poland walked into a bank and marched up to the teller and pulled out a gun. Only it was a gun that he drew a picture of. So the teller was like, "Can you stand at the back of the line?" And he was like, "Okay." And she called the police and he was arrested for attempted robbery with a gun that he drew.
Yeah, he took the, "I'm going to draw a gun on you." All right, draw. A little bit.
Quick draw.
Right.
Wait, hold on. Oh, man, I got the
lines. Exactly.
Do you have an eraser?
At 12, a 55-year-old guy in South Carolina busted for stealing steaks from a grocery store in August by shoving them into his colostomy bag.
Oh.
Now, if you didn't actually have to have a colostomy bag, but you strapped one on, that might be a good place to hide your, like, shoplifting. You know, your
purchases. Oh, you mean if
purchases
it's
or
clean,
stores.
Right.
Yeah. But with Dookie in it?
Right. I mean, you got to know, like, when I'm stealing something I'm going to eat, it's not like jewelry. All right, you can go wash it off later, but these are steaks.
Right.
They were vacuum packed individually, but then he's just got to wash them
still,
when you get home.
This is disgusting.
They've been infected with E. coli.
Hey, hon, I brought home some steaks, but you might want to wash them off first.
And number 11, and I really think this is cool. I do think it's a bad idea along the, are you bucking for a Columbia necktie? Three women in Russia arrested in July for swindling $3,300 from ISIS. They pretended they were interested in joining up and got ISIS to wire the money to travel to Syria, but they just kept it and then kind of ghosted on ISIS. And if ISIS holds a grudge, which you imagine they're probably not like the live and let live bunch.